It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Hey, welcome back. It's Mariners Pod. Thanks for being here. We have a lot to cover. A lot happened over the weekend as the Mariners took on the Angels. So we'll dive into that. We'll get a ton of reaction to it. We'll hear from a number of different players after the game yesterday. Also coming up, we'll hear from Adam Macko, who is a pitcher for the Modesto Nuts with a really interesting background, a great story, and he's turning some heads so far this season. So that will be a fun conversation coming up. We'll also take a look at what comes up next for the Mariners, an off day today, and then taking on Detroit. So we'll dive into that too. So a lot to get to. Let's start in game one of the four-game series against the Angels. Mariners coming in after losing 2-3 to Oakland, and then game one went very well on Thursday for the M's as they played a little long ball. Jake Fraley going yard.
Canning ready. The sign, the set, and the right-hander's 2-2 pitch. The Fraley is on the way. Swing and a high fly ball deep in the right field. Going back is Ward looking up, and there it goes. Goodbye, baseball. Jake Fraley with his first big league home run. It's a towering three-run homer here in the top of the fourth, and the Mariners now have the lead 4-2 over the Angels.
Fraley's first major league home run. Mariners win the opener 6-2. Game two would go to the Angels 3-2, the final. Mariners had a chance in the eighth to tie. Bases loaded, nobody down. They couldn't push a run across as Angels pitching was superb. Otani, Fanten, Iglesias, who got out of that jam, was excellent. Two clean innings to grab the save, Fan four. And the Angels turned away the Mariners in game two by a final of 3-2. Game three got pretty interesting. It looked great for the Mariners. Jake Fraley, this time, a grand slam. And you see Kikuchi was on his game.
The 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Great pitch. A slider in the bottom of the zone. Otani swings through. He twirls around. Punch out number 7 for Kikuchi. All outs but one so far have been from the strikeout.
And it really looked like the Mariners were on their way to victory, but Kikuchi got hit with a line drive. The good news is, though, it looks like he's going to be okay. He went four innings, fanned 8, and he was cruising. The Mariners had a lead. It looked like they were on their way to victory. Fortunately, nothing long-term, but that game really got away as the bullpen got blown to pieces after Kikuchi left. 8 runs allowed by the bullpen, 12-5, Angels take game three of the series. So that set the table for the finale. Game four, the Mariners looking for a split. The Angels looking for the series win. And for the M's, Logan Gilbert on the hill, and he was solid.
Here's the pitch on the way, and a swing, and a miss for strike three, and he adds to it. Strikeout number 7, he strikes out Juan Lagares. And that is going to be it, I believe, for Logan Gilbert on the afternoon. A career-high 7 strikeouts, and he is on a roll. What a job by the young right-hander, Logan Gilbert.
And J.P. Crawford continues to roll.
The payoff. Swing, and this is roped into right field. J.P. Crawford with a base hit off the base of the wall. He stands up at second base. J.P. Crawford is just crushing baseballs recently. He drives home Donovan Walton, and the Mariners do get a little bit of insurance. It's now 4-1, Mariners with 2 outs in the 7th.
So a big day offensively. Mariners pushed 5 runs across in the 9th, 9-5. They hold on for the win, pound out 10 hits. J.P. Crawford goes 2-for-3. He drove in a couple runs, scored a couple times, and played in front of some family, too, which was pretty cool.
JP, coming back to SoCal probably is always nice. You got probably a lot of people in the stands watching you play. That's always got to be a thrill, no matter how many times you do it. Can you kind of talk about the weekend as a whole, especially the way you sort of seem dialed in at the plate right now?
Oh yeah, this weekend was cool. You know, I had a bunch of friends and my family here this last series, but today was definitely my favorite. It was my first time my grandpa seen me play in the big league today. So it was kind of touchy for me. Really emotional at the beginning of that game. It was cool. Definitely going to remember this game for the rest of my life.
JP Scott talked about you making some adjustments back in that Oakland series, and you know, with the success this weekend, like things are really clicking for you. Just what adjustments did you make, and just how has that, you know, kind of added to your success?
Nothing, just keep going. Just keep working every day. You know, not missing your pitches and being on time. I knew it was going to come, you know. Like I said, not everyone's going to come busting out the gate hitting 300. Just got to keep working, and eventually it's going to come through.
JP, following up on your grandpa, that's really cool. How old is he? And has it just been hard for him to get out to a game before?
Yeah, he's 87 or 88. It's hard for him to travel. And even if just to get him out here is kind of a push. So definitely going to remember it. I know I seen him before. He started crying before the game. Made me tear up before the game as well. It was just a really special moment.
How would you evaluate what Logan Gilbert did today?
Oh, man, he's electric. When guys go out and attack people right from the get-go, it sets the tone for the whole game. Going out there, establishing that fastball, and his off-speed was good today. His slider was biting today. So that was real cool to play behind. It looked like any of the guys were up there just guessing. They really didn't know what to expect. So, I mean, good for him for stepping up today. We needed that big.
Thank you.
Well, JP, going back to – your grandpa, do you remember the last time it was that he actually saw you play in person?
Yeah, it was against Wilson in my high school for the championship, I want to say. Or to go to the championship game, we played Long Beach Millikan. That was the last game he seen me play my senior year.
So he lives locally, though?
Yeah, he lives in Pasadena.
Donovan Walton going yard again. He had a couple hits. He scored three times, drove in two runs, drew a walk. He was in the middle of everything. And, of course, Logan Gilbert getting the start. How about five innings of work? Gave up a leadoff home run to Upton. That would be the only run. Just two hits, seven strikeouts. Very solid afternoon for Logan Gilbert.
Logan, you didn't possibly get all that stuff out of your hair in the shower, did you?
I sure hope so. It took a while, but a little better now.
Well worth it, I'm sure. Congratulations on your first win in the big leagues. It sort of seems like in these starts that you've made before today that you've incrementally gotten a little better, a little sharper, maybe even a little bit more comfortable each time. I don't know if you would agree with that, but it seemed like your secondary stuff really went to a new level today, maybe trusting it a little bit more or realizing that you have to incorporate that. What was the main difference today?
Yeah, definitely. I think you hit it on the head there. The slider felt a lot better today, and especially as I went on throughout the outing. So it's just big to be able to have multiple pitches that I can go to and trust and know in big spots that when you have to make a pitch, you can go to those pitches. Just like you said, getting a little more comfortable every time out there.
Oh, Logan, I know you mentioned your slider feeling a lot better out there today, and you struck out Otani in that fourth inning on that slider. Just in that situation with runners on base and Shohei up to bat, like what's kind of your plan of attack? What's going through your mind to work yourself out of that?
Yeah, I knew I wanted to get to the slider in that at bat. Unfortunately, I fell behind, so just made it more difficult on myself. And but came back with fastball, just have to get back into the count, and got in a situation where I could go to the slider again in a big count. And just like I said, one of those situations you just have to make a pitch, and fortunately it worked out.
You know, you give up a home run on the first pitch on the game. How do you regroup after that?
Yeah, that was tough. Not much you can do. I just tried to fill it up, challenge him, hit a home run, and you still got the whole outing in front of you, so I don't know if there's much of a choice. You just have to regroup, take a breath, get back on the mound, and commit to everything that I had planned out before the game, just recommitting to it.
Well, what are your thoughts going through your head right now, getting your first win?
It's crazy. It's awesome. It's a moment I dreamed of for sure. My family's here. They made it out, so it's awesome having them here and being able to see the first win. So it's really special.
Thank you.
Logan, a year ago at this time, Well, it's early June, so summer camp hadn't even started, and you hadn't gone to the alt site yet, where that's where the work really went in to develop that changeup, and if I'm correct, right? Yeah, and then I think you threw eight of them today, got three swinging strikes. How do you feel like that pitch is coming along?
Yeah, I feel a little more comfortable with it as I go on. Taking the comfort into the game is the main thing, and we're in situations today where whether it feels good or not, you have to work it in there. You have to get them off the fastball, work in different pitches. And when I threw good ones, it felt really good. So it's nice being able to incorporate that and hopefully continue to lean on it as I go forward.
Oh, Logan, I know you mentioned you had family here today. Was it like immediate family or like extended too came to see this?
Parents and brother, yeah, my immediate family.
You know, what is it just like for them to be here to, you know, witness that milestone of your first win?
It was awesome. I got to talk to them after the game just for a minute there and see my dad and how excited the whole family was, having my brother here, my mom. They were with me since the beginning, since I was 4 years old when I started. So to be able to see this moment, it's special for me, but also for my entire family.
9-5 the win. The Mariners split the series with the Angels, now just one game below 500. Here's what Scott Servais had to say after a pretty roller coaster ride of a series.
Hard fought, well earned victory. It was a long game, 4 hour, 9-inning game. A ton of pitches thrown in that game, and really happy for Logan Gilbert, to get that first win today. They're celebrating that in the clubhouse right now with Luke Lelouch, I think is what he was nicknamed today. So all good there. He threw the ball really well. He had traffic. He made some big pitches. Then he gets 7 strikeouts, a few more walks than he's used to having, but really made some big pitches against some big-time hitters. So, offensively, everybody chipped in, but no bigger than Donnie Walton and J.P. Crawford today. I thought those guys were outstanding at the plate. Clutch hits, kind of kept the line moving, and fortunate we were able to put a big inning there together at the end of the game. So nice ball game, nice to split the series. We were right in. You feel like you should probably win all four, but that's baseball. We had a lead last night, right in that game, the second game of the series. But nice to see the guys bounce back today. I'll take any questions.
Scott, I feel like we've seen Logan get incrementally better and maybe more comfortable each time out. That start against the A's last weekend was really good. The secondary stuff today, a lot of swinging strikes. He was adamant about throwing that changeup, and that was a good pitch for him as well. That really balances well with that fastball up in the zone, doesn't it?
It really does, and that's going to be the key for Logan. The more confidence and his ability to land those off-speed pitches, that's probably the most changeups he's ever thrown in professional game today. So good day to have it. Certainly he needed it. Threw some good sliders, got some swinginess on it. And I thought his competitiveness late in the ball game or late his outing was outstanding. It's kind of what we're starting to get used to seeing. Once he settles in and gets going, like a lot of really good starting pitchers, it's tough to get him off track. So outstanding outing. He does every time out get a little bit better.
Scott, for Logan to work his way out of trouble in the fourth and then come back out in the fifth and, finish off his day with a couple of strikeouts. Like, how big are those moments for a young guy like him early in his career?
It's really important, when young guys are in those points in a game, and he's kind of getting up against the pitch count. Thought it was really important for him to try to work his way through the fifth. It was going to be his last couple hitters. He was able to get through it, but it's huge for the confidence. There's days when they don't quite have it. You've got to get them out a little early. But days that they do and you can feel it growing, let them go. Let them grow, and that's what we're trying to do with everybody, all of our young players, not just Logan.
That at-bat against Ohtani in the fourth when he fell behind 3-0 and coming back, that's probably a pretty good sign for a young guy to be able to do that, huh?
Yeah, that's big time. Against one of the better left-handed power hitters in the game today. You fall behind, come back, made pitches, and he's got one shot. You got to make a really quality pitch on a 3-2 pitch. He went to the slider, and he executed it. A ton of confidence that will give him going forward.
Thank you.
Scott, and then just J.P. Crawford, this entire weekend seemed like he was just really connecting with the ball really, just really well. Just what have you just kind of seen out of him and, with the extra base hits that he's been able to put together?
Yeah, over the last probably week, 10 days or so, JP's really driving the ball much, much better. He's made a few adjustments at the plate. He got on a roll. We started playing the Oakland Club. That's a team he's had a lot of success with. He's carried it over. I know he had a lot of family and friends here to see him this weekend, and swung the bat just great. Really happy where he's at, the progress he's made.
So now the Mariners turn their attention to the Detroit Tigers after the off day today. Marco will take the mound on Tuesday, 4:10 first pitch. Matthew Boyd will go, local product, will go for Detroit game two. Chris Flexen will get the ball. Mariners will take a crack at Casey Mize. And then game three, Justice Sheffield will go, and TBD for Detroit. 4:10, 4:10 on Tuesday and Wednesday. 10:10, so morning baseball on Thursday, as the Mariners get set to go to Detroit. A little revenge on their minds as Detroit swept aside the Mariners last time these teams met. Adam Macko has turned some heads in the Mariners system so far this season, pitching for the Modesto Nuts. At one point, he had three straight starts with 10 strikeouts.
The 1-2 pitch. He struck him out. A 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Adam Macko tied for the league lead in strikeouts, matches his career high with 10, and sets a new career high with 5 innings of work, and Adam Macko is in line for his first professional win.
Adam with 40 strikeouts in 21 innings of work so far this season. That's been impressive. Also impressive and very unique, his journey to professional baseball, like no other. Grew up in Slovakia, and we start our conversation with how he started playing baseball.
Obviously, there's not a lot of baseball in Slovakia, so it's quite surprising that I've even gotten to it myself. But, born in Slovakia, I've been basically just a regular kid with a lot of energy. And on the first day of, it was first grade, so yeah, elementary school, it was all crazy. I was really nervous. We got out to the field, and all of a sudden they have us hitting pit balls into nets off a tee, and all we're throwing. We have these gloves. I'm putting it on my left hand to throw with my right hand because I like to catch my. It's crazy, but so just fell in love with the feeling of hitting the baseball and getting to hang out with my teammates and throwing, obviously. And so I just signed up, and nobody in my house or in my family really knew what that was. I didn't know what baseball was, but I thought we'd give it a shot. And the rest just kind of took care of itself. We moved around a little bit for it. And
So were there an equivalent to a little league? Were you playing on teams and leagues and that sort of thing growing up?
Two teams that were playing against each other. I was BK Apollo, and it was another team. I forget the name of it. It's like Trnava, I believe. And we would always come in either first or second. We were the only teams in the league. So whenever we'd have a championship, you'd always be guaranteed that you'd be coming home with a medal. So sweet.
So how did you learn how to pitch?
Well, I started pitching in Slovakia, so a lot of coaches there kind of helped me, obviously, to get it started and all that. But once we moved to Ireland, I really got into Justin Verlander. Mm. I started looking at other pitchers, and that's when I really dove headfirst into baseball. And I just started learning to see what he was doing and what other pitchers were doing, and try to mimic that, because I didn't know much about it, and I figured they're the best in the world. They definitely know more than me. So if I just do what they do, I'll be solid. So I just try to mimic their mechanics over YouTube videos and stuff like that, and still do that to this day. I think it's a great resource. Mm.
Did I see it right that you played for the Mariners in Ireland?
Yeah, in Ireland, I played for the Greystones Mariners.
Well,
yeah.
That told the future.
Funny enough.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. No, it all worked out, and I loved it. I loved playing for the Mariners. It was fun. I mean, good team. I mean, a lot of similarities between that team and the team that I'm on right now. So,
what was baseball like in Ireland?
It was good. I mean, it was obviously surrounded a little bit more around fun again than the heavy competing that you see between teams. There was not as many teams, and everybody kind of knew each other on those teams, and we would either have sometimes we'd have 7 or 8 players, and we would kind of scramble, but it was a great time. I loved playing there. The people are great. The coaches are very knowledgeable. Yeah, no, it was a great time playing in Ireland.
So you get drafted by the Mariners in the 7th round, and what, as an 18-year-old, you go to Arizona Ball with the Mariners, your kind of first professional taste. How different was that than what you had experienced playing baseball up until that point?
Oh, I mean, it was crazy for me when I got down to Arizona and I started playing, because every single person that I looked at to me was had potential. Every person that I saw I knew that I had the ability and still has the ability to make it. So it was obviously a lot of competition for me. And it was a lot of fun. I mean, the coaches obviously knew 10 times more than I could imagine. And yeah, I mean, it was a lot of learning. It was definitely a steep learning curve, but I feel like that has definitely propelled me forward.
Yeah, how much you've enjoyed being back, having a season back?
I almost forgot how great it was to come out on the field, and I've obviously never experienced it as my first time at an affiliate ball, so it's amazing getting to come out to the field every day to fans and just hang out with the friends and work hard, and everybody on the team's on the same page. Everybody's obviously wanting to get better and putting in the work. So it's a great environment, and I love this year. This year is amazing.
So for fans that have not seen you pitch, and maybe they've seen a YouTube video or two along the way, but give us a self-scout report. What kind of pitcher are you?
I've gotten this question before, and it's very tough for me to answer this. I don't ever think about this, and I don't want to be hyping myself up, you know, but I would say I'm a lefty. I can locate 3 pitches for strikes, and my go-to pitch is my curveball. So,
yeah, that curve looks pretty fun. Let's dive into the curve a little bit. What makes it so unique?
Actually, when I got to the Mariners, it was more just seeing how it actually comes out of my hand rather than thinking how it comes out of my hand is what changed a lot of things for me. I thought it came out of my hand way differently than it did. It had more of a gyro spin to it than I thought. And once I became aware of that, it was just me trying to manipulate my wrist. Not manipulate my wrist, but preset my wrist a little bit in my glove before I take the ball out of the hand, so that when I'm at release point, my hand is like the side of my hand is like chopping at the plate, and that changed everything. And now it's been very consistent movement wise. I need to dial it in a little bit from the location standpoint.
It's been fun to watch Modesto from afar. It's a really interesting team when you look at you and some of the other guys around. But you've got to tell us what it's been like to watch Nuelve Marte on a daily basis.
Nuelve is a great player, great guy. I've been learning a little bit more Spanish, so I've been able to talk to him a little bit more in Spanish as well. And he's always got a smile on his face. And on the field, he just speaks for himself. He's a crazy athlete. He's raking right now. He's definitely one of our best hitters, and it's always a joy to watch him hit.
So, if you learn Spanish, like how many languages will that be for you?
Well, if I kept on my languages that I've been learning in school, it would have been quite a bit. But I think this would be my 3rd or 4th, maybe.
That's pretty impressive, I gotta say.
thank you. Yeah, just hopefully it sticks. I mean, I want to learn Spanish. All the other languages I've been learning German, French. I've learned Gaelic at some point, which is the Irish language, I guess their second language. But none of that stuck, unfortunately.
You know, one of the other guys we've been watching from afar, too, is Sam Carlson, who you know, had such a long road back after some injuries. What has it been like being teammates with Sam?
He's one of the hardest working guys I know, and he is definitely not afraid to put in the work to when it comes to anything, not only baseball, but his school, his everything. He's just on top of his stuff, and he definitely sets an example for me and subconsciously pushes everybody around us, everybody around him on the team, and he's definitely a huge part in what we're doing here.
It's amazing to think about. There's been two Slovakian-born players that have made it to the major leagues, and your path is so unique. Do you ever think about all that you've accomplished already just to get this far in professional baseball?
Sometimes I do go back and see what all I've done, not accomplished, but just like travel around and do whatever, and 99% of that are not my accomplishments. It's how my parents have helped me to get there. And so I'm whenever I think about that, I'm always very grateful for them and how much work they've put in. So I'm hoping to keep it going and hopefully take care of them one day.
And I know you eventually ended up in Canada. Have you ever been, or when was your first major league game?
My first major league game was in Toronto, I believe, and that was after I've played on the Toronto Blue Jays Stadium. So there was a tournament in Canada that it's called T12 that I went to, and it takes place on the Toronto Blue Jays Stadium, and they were away. So we played on their stadium, and then a couple of days later, I went to their game. That was 2016 maybe, and then we went to their game, and that was amazing. I love that. That was when not sure was that right after David Price was in with the Blue Jays or right at that time, but I was shaking on the mound because I was just thinking that David Price has stood on this mound, and I was just going crazy.
Well, Adam, it's been great to get to know you a little bit, and we'll keep watching you from afar. And good luck the rest of the way. We'll do this again soon. Really appreciate the time. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for the call. This was fun.